Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos with Sister Amen. Sister Amen.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about and offer some edification today. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
So we travel to our next town. We hope you're all doing well, by the way. Working our way north. And we got to this little town that we know of that's super busy. And what'd we do?
Flew gospel signs and preached the gospel and talked to people.
Yeah, it was awesome. No sooner did we get set up, we didn't even go out in the street yet. Two young guys came walking by, maybe in their mid-20s. And I offered them a gospel card and they stopped. And they both stood there and listened for the longest time. Brother Kua walked up and they were soaking it up and they were agreeing with what I was teaching them about the culture and churchianity. And they said, wow, you really told us things we really didn't know. And that was awesome. They thanked me and they went on their way. And then we all kind of went on our way. Brother Kua at a corner, Sister Amen right across the corner from me. And what happened, Sister Amen?
There was quite a bit of witnessing that went on.
Yep.
It was pretty awesome.
You witnessed a man in a wheelchair.
Yep. And a couple older women, one pushing another one in a wheelchair, handful of women and men walking by, handing out gospel cards, brief conversations, you know, the ones that are kind of in passing, 30 seconds or a minute, maybe a couple minutes.
Yep. All the time holding gospel signs and hundreds of cars going by, a busy, busy town around lunchtime. And then later, maybe half an hour later, two 19-year-old men walk by. I start preaching to them. They stood and listened for like 30 minutes. They walked down and talked and mentioned it to Brother Kua and talked to him a little bit. They really soaked it up. They asked a lot of questions. They got a lot of truth. That was such a blessing. Two groups of two young men that got truth, and they said, wow, you really edified us. Thank you so much. That was awesome, Sister Amen. That really made my day.
Yeah, that's
serving the Lord is awesome, but when we get to meet people that actually thank us for it and appreciate it, and you could see you're planting seeds in these youth that are going to be around when I'm long gone and dead.
Yeah, they're like receiving the truth.
Yep.
I don't know what they'll do with it,
right.
But they're at least receiving it.
They're listeners.
It. Yeah.
They're listening. They might end up being hearers, but they're listeners.
Yeah, I wanted to say that there was so many cars there, and the way it was structured, the road was narrow, and they had to turn.
Yep.
It was perfect. We were in the intersection of one-way streets.
Yep.
So double lanes of cars coming by, and I was handing out gospel cards to people in the cars.
Yep,
cars were going by. Stuff, yeah.
And so, we got to witness. I had to refute a reformed man trying to tell me that God didn't send Christ for everyone and that only certain people could come.
Wow.
You can see that on the audio. We have a link up today, Witnessing in the Streets of Noonan, Georgia. You can put up that audio, or you can check out that link. Sister's got it all posted for us with audio and video there. And then out of that came one of my teachings, a teaching I'm going to do tonight, God's Not Far From Any of Us, because that man made me realize that the Bible says God's not far from anyone if they'll repent. This man says, no, you can't even come to God. He only has a few hand select picked people. That's an absolute lie.
Right.
So that was awesome. And we got done there after the crowds of cars were gone. We jumped in the car. We went down the road, got to our destination. And Sister Amen says, we should go in this grocery store over here. Sometimes they have good deals. So we all went in. Brother Kua went with us. And what happened, Sister Amen? We said, maybe God has an appointment for us there. What happened?
It was amazing. I was over in the produce section, and I turn around, and I see Brother Tupos witnessing to an older man.
Older man. And he saw my walking stick. He turned around from the deli counter. He saw my walking stick, and he said, yeah, that stick, except take that name off. And he pointed to Jesus' name. Turns out, this man lost a son, I guess, to death. He's got a bunch of money woes. His mother just got put in a nursing home. She's like 90 years old. And he's angry at God. He's a churchgoer. He's angry at God. Long story short, he started out by saying, I'm ready to put a gun to my head and kill myself. I don't even believe anymore. I don't even trust God. I don't even want God. And I said, oh, don't do that, sir. Sister Amen, by the time I was done talking to him, what happened?
It's like you could almost see his heart melt and be open to listening. And he had a totally different demeanor. I hope it stays that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope he goes and he seeks. But yeah, he was pretty hard, pretty cold in the beginning. But by the time he was done, he was like, maybe this was supposed to be.
Yeah.
And kind of like he could see, Brother Tupos is making sense with the word of God, of course.
Of course.
Is what it was.
And I he think got he compassion
was,
and
he
love.
He was convicted. He really softened up. I'm just going to say his heart kind of softened, maybe. Maybe not melted, but softened.
Yeah, and he said, maybe you were here for a reason. He said, some of the stuff you're telling me is true. And I warned him about his church. I warned him about the culture. I told him to go in his prayer closet and cry out to God. And God will give him peace and joy if he turns to God. And I said, email me. I'll help you. I'll Bible study with you. So he walked away with a totally different outlook than he was getting ready to take a gun and blow his head off.
Yeah, at one point, I don't know. He rubbed one of his eyes, and I didn't know if
he looked a little teary-eyed.
Right on the edge of it, and I kind of, as a woman in front of a man, I kind of was looking the other way and stuff to give somebody a little bit of grace or whatever.
Yep.
But yeah, it was pretty. Your sisters, it was pretty incredible.
It was awesome. God had us right there at the perfect time, and we do have the audio of it, and we might put that up at some time in the future. He didn't really give up any kind of details or anything like that of his life. And we might put that up in the future. But yeah, it just goes to show when you're ready to work for the Lord and you say, maybe the Lord has somebody for us. God puts him right in our path. And the man said three or four times, he said, well, maybe this was God appointed. Maybe you got a point. Maybe I need to think about that stuff. And he had a totally different demeanor when he walked away.
Yeah, he did say there have been some interesting occurrences happening recently to where maybe God was trying to help him along, and then we come along and he got to talk to you. So I don't know, God's ways are amazing, and I really hope that something went deep in his heart and he goes after the truth.
Well, praise God, we do all we can for him, because we go out, we show up, we encourage him face to face, give him a gospel card, give him our email, give him our website, tell him to call us, we'll encourage you, we'll edify you, we do everything we can.
Yeah, we do.
So our hands are clean, and that was awesome.
Amen. Praise God.
That was awesome. And then we worked online and got that post up, so you can check that out. Brother Koo and I each got a teaching done for today. That'll be on the Ecclesia page. On to our topic for today, or our thought for today. Ready? What's more important than the gospel, Sister Amen?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's what you would say. That's what I would say. But today, this is what brought this to mind. I'm witnessing on the street, and a man walks by with a young boy dressed in a baseball outfit. And I said, sir, do you know the gospel? He goes, I know the gospel. I said, sir, can you stop and tell me and talk about the gospel? He goes, got no time. And I said, sir, what's more important than the gospel? And he said, right now, baseball. We got a baseball game to get to. That's more important than the gospel. And I turned and looked at Brother Kuo, and Brother Kuo just shook his head and said, that's like blasphemy. Baseball's more important than the gospel. So that's going to be our topic for today. What's more important than the gospel? What do you think, Sister Amen?
Well, I have a few examples that we've heard.
Yeah.
I mean, we've heard many, 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 many. I just grabbed a few of some recent ones or whatever. Here, and just like going to get ice cream.
Yep.
We've asked people, you know, hey, what is the gospel? I don't know. I'm going to get ice cream, or I got to catch up with my sister. Or I don't have time, and they walk into Burger King. You remember that one? Or a Worldly Festival.
Well, I got a story today. A family walked by. They all had crosses on. And I asked this man if he'd talk about the gospel. And he said, yep, I know the gospel. Sorry, don't have time. And I said, sir, where are you going? And I watched him. He walked 10 feet. They went into the Mexican restaurant, and they were in there for an hour and a half or 2 hours.
Yeah.
No time for the gospel.
Yep. And I got another one here. I've noticed this, too, because obviously witnessing to a lot of women. The children get kind of antsy. It's like they start acting up, and then the mom's like, okay, I got to go. I got to go.
Yep.
You know, so, yeah, there's a whole bunch of different excuses.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's pride, rebellion, why they don't want to. But they
priority, pride, rebellion. Yeah. Most of them aren't really born of God, all of that.
Yeah.
I have an example from Scripture. Mark 10, 21 and 22. You all know this one if you know the Bible. The rich young ruler. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said to him, one thing you lack. Notice Jesus loved him and told him what he lacked.
Uh-huh, yeah. I like that.
One thing you lack. He said, one thing thou lackest. Go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, give to the poor. Thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come, take up thy stake, cross, follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and he went away grieved, for he had great possessions. What was his excuse, Sister Emma? What's more important to him than the gospel?
His possessions.
Stuff. And money.
Stuff that's going to burn. Yeah, I have one. Luke 14, 18 through 20. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. I'm sorry. This is when they were invited to come to the marriage. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground. I must needs go and see it. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray ye have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. But we've heard that one, too. I got to go back to my wife.
Yep, we've all got excuses.
Yep. I have another one, too, but I don't want to take your...
Oh, no, go for it.
Okay, I got one more. Luke 17:17 through 19. This is about the 10 lepers, and it kind of fits along with this. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9?
Yeah, the one came back to thank him.
Yeah, there are not found that returned to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. I don't know what the other 9 are doing, but they didn't come back to
give
glory
to God. They were too busy. Too busy. He had to go back. I got this one. 2 Timothy 4:3-4. Test if this one fits. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears. They shall turn away their ears from the truth, and they shall be turned unto fables. They want lust and their own ways more than the truth of God, more than the gospel.
Amen. Yeah,
and then,
like
how about this one? Jesus said this, Matthew 16:26. This is a famous verse. For what is a man profit if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? And what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So rich people or people that want power and money, they trade everything to get that. But it costs them their souls. They have no time, no purpose for the gospel.
Right. That's shameful.
It is shameful.
I don't know if this fits exactly like what it is, but this is what's going to happen to people who don't have the time for the gospel. Possibly.
Yep.
Revelation 16, I'm going to read 8 through 11. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things that are going to happen, but I guess I was thinking about this. They don't even have time in here.
Yep.
And this is talking about the angel pouring out the wrath of God. And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given unto him to scorch men with fire. And the men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues, and they repented not to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because their pains and their sores, and repented not of their deeds.
Yeah.
So even in that, they don't have time for God.
Yeah,
to give him glory.
Yeah, when your heart's against the gospel or you're not born of God, you're going to find every fleshly, worldly, carnal, sinful excuse to not obey the gospel. Yeah, nothing's more important than the gospel of Jesus Christ. Check it out at our website, don'tperish.com. Hopefully you're born of it. Those who put things before it, it's clear by their fruit. They are not of God. They are set for his wrath. Peter says, outer darkness is reserved for them.
Yeah.
And go read Matthew 7. We know a tree by its fruit, Sister Amen.
Amen, I know, yeah.
Yeah. So we hope that edified you, that topic.
It did
what's more important than the gospel? I hope that your Matthew 22 is your desire. Matthew 22 is your desire to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That means you put everything before you put him before everything in your life.
Amen.
And if everything else is put before him, you're not even doing the great command. You're going to be outside of the kingdom.
Yeah, I don't want that. I want to be with him.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Tomorrow is a rainy day. We're ready to hunker down, work online. We got a lot of things we want to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And I am going to have a study put up on God is not far from us. Check that out at the Ecclesia page.
Nice.
Brother Kuo did one on lose your life, gain the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And those will be up there to edify you. And Sister has a sister's post.
Uh-huh.
And so all that will be up at the edification page along with our link to our preaching today. Lots of good audios. Go hear those young men be edified. That was awesome.
Right. Amen. Just doing our Hebrews 3:13 because we love the brethren.
Amen. Amen. So we're ready to strive on for the glory of God. Anything else, Sister Amen?
Thankful to be a worker and of the Lord, anyway.
Amen.
And nothing is more important than the gospel, because without the gospel, I'd be who I used to be.
Yeah, there's no hope.
Yeah, hopeless and lost.
Yeah. And remember, as we let you go for today, and if the Lord wills, we'll be back tomorrow. Remember, it's Christ plus nothing added to your life, meaning you can't take Jesus and then your life and then the ways of the world and then your ways. It's either all of Christ. He said, lose your life to find it, lest you cannot find life in him. So the point is, Everybody wants to bring God with them in their own life, but God says, no, I am your life.
Yeah, he is.
Your life to find it in him.
I want him as my life and my portion.
Amen, because what's it going to be like in eternity?
That.
You're not going to have this world in eternity.
No, praise God.
All these things in the world are passing away. They're all corruptible. Yes, why are people holding on to these things?
It's so useless.
That's what I said to that older man today that said he might kill himself. I said, sir, everything you said you might lose, money, family, this, that, a house, status. He said his relatives raised this town up. I said, you got to leave all that anyway in eternity, right? And he looked at me and he goes, well, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
I said, don't hold on to it, sir. It's not worth it.
He's holding on to the wrong
thing. Don't hold on to the things of this world. Mm. Hold on to Christ. Mm-hmm. He is worthy.
Amen.
All right. Love you all. Till next time.
May God be praised.